Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, who keep it truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter number 91. The five stanzas, God guards the good with watchful eye, his ear attentive to their cry. And what follows, Psalter 91, stanzas 1 through 5. Our scripture reading is out of the book of the Psalms 34. Psalm 34, first we read the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 34. A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Thus far the reading of the scriptures. We have to remember in prayer congregation Mr. Sam van Wieringen and Mrs. Gerda Vandenbroek, who have both returned home from the hospital. Mrs. Marianne Vandenberg, who needs shoulder surgery tomorrow, and Mr. and Mrs. Tristan and Tara van Garderen, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. Lord, we are still living. We are at a place where life is given, spiritual life, by thy Spirit, which is our supplication for this morning hour. And not only unto them with whom we are between the walls and under the roof of this thy house, but also with them who are listening, wherever that may be. 'Tis thy holy day, and it has to burden us with a heavy weight upon our souls that this country and province has not the least understanding anymore what this day is, with some exceptions, but in general, they don't know. and that will come to a confrontation when we transgress the law in traffic. Sooner or later, we will have a confrontation. But when we transgress the commandments, which we read every new Sabbath day, and if there is no obedience and no submission unto these 10 commandments, oh, then the end will be so terrible. And we don't get a second possibility. We are now in our lifetime, which is also the time of grace. Then we beseech thee to bless us today within the walls of thy house of worship, or wherever we are listening, where we are not able to be here. Grant, O Lord, in the hearts of the children, that true listening, as they are still young, and maybe they will not become old. Every week, we hear and read the passing away of children, often by accidents. Will thou look upon them with their baptized forehead to rule them, to convert them, to teach them. Bless to that end also the work of our teachers at our school. Oh, remember them too with the school board and the buses every day. Spare for accidents, and that the pupils shall never be able to understand really what that instruction is. But give them a little instruction to understand, and then they will see the distinguishment compared to this world wherein we are. Oh, wilt thou build thy church out of that new generation? Remember the cases of sickness. Remember, Lord, when one of the members was allowed to return from the hospital. Remember her and husband as office bearer, and sanctify this way for body and soul. Remember also a girl who needs, or a lady who needs surgery, also this new week. Wilt thou direct the hands of the surgeons, and wilt thou go with her into that room where that operation will take place, that there may be Aaron's and hers at her side, and use it not only physical, but also spiritual. Then it is a good day. Remember also where a child was born. Give those parents to end indeed the Lord. And may it be born to be born again. And that not only at that, at those family, this family, but also the other families expecting, and some maybe with disappointments in the past, wilt thou remember them as well. Be with our young people, that rising generation. Wilt thou grant to them the seriousness of life, to understand what it means to belong to the church, as there is so much to draw them away from these holy things. And yet, Lord, We never know if he may become old, so suddenly the end can be there, as that happened so many times. Oh, wilt thou spare our children, and with all what is available today, all the things which seems to be so nice, but it is nothing compared to whom thou art, and thy people, and thy church, and thy word, and thy institutions. That is wherein thou hast placed them. Let them stay in it, and even use them when we think about the young men, that maybe they can later fill an office among us. Wilt thou be with thy children? There is a church militant among us, Lord, and they have to cope time and again with that three-headed enemy. Oh, in them is no strength and no wisdom. They have to see and to learn over and over again. Without me, ye can do nothing. But the other side is that with thee we can do everything which is necessary and required. Wilt thou remember the churches? Watch over our school teachers and pupils. Spare on earth thy Zion. We command the nation of Israel. They are also in a dangerous position. And only thou knowest how it has to go in that unknown future. But, O Lord, there is for them a promise not yet fulfilled. And even they themselves don't even like to hear it. But thou wilt go on with thy work, and it will sooner or later happen. That their eyes, who are now closed, but they will be opened. And then they will learn what they have done, crucifying Jesus Christ, thy Son. But while he was hanging, it was one of his petitions, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is the only hope that prayer was sent up. Because thou wilt answer it. Oh, in the meantime, we as churches, out of original Gentiles, we may have the true doctrine. We have our precious Bible, Old and New Testament, in the language that we can understand. But we need also the true understanding spiritual wise. May such a blessing be given unto us today. Could it be this morning? Let nothing hinder us. Give us an hour in thy favor. Wilt thou remember, Lord, where there are maybe in families difficult situations, not known by many, but always known by thee. Help out and through. And what seems to be impossible and so deplorable and difficult that can become so very well, so very suitable, so very necessary. Oh, remember us as churches, as families, and as individuals. Be with the brothers, elders, and deacons of the denomination. Remember students. May we receive from time to time other ones. Be with the brothers in the ministry. Also when they have that emeritus status. Oh Lord, grant also them still to serve faithfully. And may we have this morning an hour that if we may come at the end, that we all can admit it was good to be at that place. And not for this one or that one. No, only because the Lord was in our midst. May that be experienced, and that for him, who is at the right hand of thee, the Father, whom thou hearest alway. Amen. Let us continue by singing number 420, the stanzas 4 and 5. The Lord is great, his might untold, his chariots thousandfold, his armies ne'er confounded. And what follows, number 420, the stanzas 4 and 5, and in the meantime your offering will be received.
Thank you.
Beloved, the congregation, it is a well-known psalm that was singing that it is when it says he hears the needy when they cry. And now our necessities are manifold, and they are not all the same. You can think about physical, where we need a doctor or a hospital or a surgery or medication. Then we are in need. And what is it, still a blessing that those things are available, although not always they will give us the effect that we desire. And then even the most gifted surgeons and doctors, that they need to acknowledge that also their help is not sufficient. And if we have no other address to go, and that is not so much their territory, although you can have doctors who know our doctrine very well, but then it is for such a one being a patient, or then they say, now only one thing is left. Oh yeah, do you know another physician? Yes, yes I do. Oh, where is he living? And maybe it is better than what I can do. Yeah, doctor, he lives above us. He is in heaven. And he is gifted, as not one doctor on earth is. He is gifted spiritual wise, but also even physical. Not that we do not need the means, but do never forget the means need to be blessed, congregation. And you can buy your medication, but you cannot buy such a blessing. And that is now also this morning, with the Lord's help, our text. Psalm 34. And the text is the sixth verse of that Psalm 34. There we read, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Thus far. A crying one, whose cry is answered, is our team. Now is the Lord's help, three different points, congregation. First, the one who is crying. Secondly, the one who is hearing. And the third and last point, the same one who is delivering those crying ones. I repeat, Psalm 34, verse 6, a crying one whose cry is answered. Our first point, the one who is crying. There you read, this poor man. That's about his qualification, how he is. We don't read the name, just man. The one who is crying. Secondly, the one who is hearing. Because then behind the comma, it says, and the Lord heard him. Again a comma. And the Lord heard him. The one who is hearing. And then we have is that word one. Then the O is a capital, of course. The one who is hearing. And the third point, the same one who is delivering those crying ones. Because it says, the Lord heard him, and then behind that comma, and saved him out of all his troubles. So, the same one who is delivering those crying ones out of all that trouble, says the text. May he help us to explain these words and to give also a moment of application. So Psalm 34 verse 6, a crying one whose cry is answered first, the one who is crying, then it says only this poor man, we have no name, only a qualification, he is poor, this poor man. Is that now a poverty material wise? Or is that a poverty spiritual wise? We have here in that Psalm 34 enough texts that we see that the spiritual things, that's the majority of the whole psalm. And now it says this poor man cried, the one who is crying, so the qualification of being poor. But there can be many reasons to cry. That he is poor, that is already a qualification, but then also what he is doing in that poverty, then he is crying. You would say, and to whom? Well, that is in the second point, the one who is hearing. So it says, this poor man cried. And now we can know, congregation, there is still much crying on earth. We have among us families with empty places. When the Lord takes away a child, takes away a husband or a dear wife, other relations, in so many aspects, that is crying. And that is in a way that is natural. Because the bonds of flesh and blood are so strong. Oh, we have them among us who had to go to the cemetery with the little ones when the Lord took them away. We have them among us when they pass by that cemetery, there is my dear wife buried. There lays my dear husband. Yeah. There are my parents or grandparents laying, or brothers or sisters. Is there not a reason to cry? The one who is crying. But it says here as a qualification, this poor man cried. Does that mean that when you are wealthy that you don't cry? Oh, congregation, they also have their empty places. And there is all the material money and things that they have. That doesn't take away that grief. No, no. When a person is born, then in a few seconds you hear the voice. If that doesn't come, then something is not good. And sometimes they try to get it a little bit that it will cry. That can happen. But it is the first what they do. We all, when we came in this world, we were crying. And again, that is natural. That is in a way a gift of God. It was in the mother for 9 months, but now out of that womb, then they may see it and they may hear it. And I told you that several times, that are very tender moments. Because first in the womb, and then delivered. And then there is, of course, that goes through, yeah, you say you don't know that, that's true. But that goes through a painful way, but so to speak, through that tears you see also that laughing and that relief. That is a great thing natural wise. But do we know it spiritual wise? Are you born again? Boys, you say I am too young. You don't find that in the whole Bible. To seek the Lord while you are young. Oh, to hear His voice in the preaching. We have here parents in front of us with the grief that beside them could also sit a son or a daughter, but they are not there. And that is not a subject that you discuss every day. But you carry it with you day and night. The one who is crying, the qualification is that it is a poor man. And we all know poverty is not so nice. We don't like it. There is a material poverty. But there is also a spiritual poverty. And here we take it in the spiritual way. The one who is crying. Oh, congregation, in the true conversion, that the Lord begins to show you your spiritual poverty. And then you begin to see what you are missing. That's always the beginning of a regeneration that becomes a missing people. And they see in the Bible the happiness. What do you think of a Ruth and a Naomi? Ruth was not of Israel and Orpah, but Naomi was. And now that became so close between them, that was not a bond of flesh and blood, but that was a bond spiritual wise. And when the text says the one who is crying, this poor man cried in the true conversion, then we begin to learn our spiritual poverty. Then you cannot be happy anymore with anything that is material. Or what you have 10 houses in a row. Then you say that it is on itself nice, but it doesn't help me when I die. So then the poverty, spiritual wise, that drives them out to the Lord. And to what belongs to the Lord, that is His word, that is this Bible. And that is also where they have the sound explanation of that Bible. Or you go to church 2 times, even 3 times. I grew up in the province of Zeeland. We had always 3 services, still they have. And in a mocking way, they call us the driemaaldaagsen. The 3 times people, so to speak. And they ask it once, I told you that several times, to such a member, on Monday or Tuesday. Why do you go three times? You know the answer already. Forgive me that I say things more than once, but the answer was because there is not a fourth time. And of course we have our families and meals and everything. But congregation, that Lord's Day, that is a gift of the Father to the church. That is a gift of the Father to the Son. And the Son himself, Jesus Christ, in the institutions of the Old and the New Testament. Oh, we do have that Lord's Day, and we still may have that Lord's Day. But then it is also a violence. If you think while we are sitting here, how many are there shopping already at this hour in the cities? I say it openly from this pulpit, that is a national sin. And that will be visited by the Lord sooner or later, congregation, and then especially the ones who had to rule the country. With all their gifts, which is on itself a blessing, but is always the question, how do they deal with the Lord's Day? And with that people of the Lord's Day. This poor man cried, the one who is crying. Why? Oh, he sees all that misery. He is not unknown with all that shortcomings. And that is as a weight upon his soul. Maybe we have here parents that they say, my family, my children, they are as a weight, as a heavy weight upon my soul. Oh yeah? Why is that? Oh, they broke away of our doctrine. And they have their own religion, which is such a one that in 2 minutes I hear the mistakes. And they sit there. They sit there every Sunday again. That is a grief. That is a temptation. That is a burden. And that makes such a one poor, the one who is crying, this poor man cried. To whom is he crying? Congregation, that is a lamentation to the Lord and from the Lord. And when I go to my second point, then Pixie Butte is my question. You have your church. You have your minister. You have the true doctrine. May I then ask you, and that goes back for a number of years, that we had to take care for at that time a new congregation. May I then ask you, in those years, did the Lord give you tears, brothers? About what? What is your poverty? I am missing the Lord. I have no foundation. I'm seeking one, and yet a missing one. And when the Bible says cry, that is not the same as talk. Children, when are you crying? Yeah, you say, sometimes I need punishment a little bit. And then I cry. But do we not have children here? Their crying is different because they have no father anymore, or no mother anymore, or both are gone. Do we not have among us the widowers and the widows? That empty place, day and night. They are in every congregation. The one who is crying, this poor man cried. So maybe he has a shortness of money. Maybe material wise. No. It is not material wise. It is spiritual. What is then his poverty? He is missing God. Well, we all miss God. Yeah, but he feels it. In spiritual life, then it begins with a missing congregation and a crying. That missing that drives them out. That is a crying soul. And his crying is because of all his committed transgressions. Because his many, many shortcomings. He is crying about what he meets with himself at the inside. You can lay it beside the exclamation, wretched man that I am. The one who is crying, I have to go to my second point, but I will finish my first point with a question. Yeah, you say, I think I know the question already. Now say it. If I am sometimes crying, boys, girls, do you have sometimes that you cry? Maybe you lay in your bed, you cannot sleep. Are there not here who have empty places at home? A dear mother taken away? A widower, a widow, a dear father gone? And many more things. But here it is, congregation, spiritual wise. His poverty, that is, that he has no insight in who the Lord really is and who he himself or she really is. And then also that crying because of that missing life. And then sometimes the difficult ways that they have to go, that it brings them out in tears, crying. The one who is crying. And what are we doing when you meet such a one? Well, if there is time and if there is listening, then I try to find out what's the cause of your crying. Is there something that we can do, that we can help? And a soul who is spiritual-wise crying cannot be helped from that side, congregation. The only one who are helpful to them that are they who know about that crying. What is that an important thing for an office bearer going through the congregation? When they meet such a soul, are they able to deal with them? Do they know themselves what that is? Do they know what a missing life is? Otherwise you cannot fill your office. Then just with a little bit talk, superficial. But in the true doctrine, and in the true official work, then we begin to understand that spiritual poverty. We need the light from above and the help of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of Jesus Christ to understand the life of that poor people. So the one who is crying, who is it then here? Maybe there are some that they say, you know, if I do not deceive myself and others, sometimes the Lord brought me in such a way that my grief and my sorrow came out, and that I had to unburden myself in confessing the Lord my sins. And he can come in different ways too. Oh yes, we mentioned that. Think about the empty places in families. All kind of difficulties that are on our way. The one who is crying. My second point. The one who is hearing. Because the text says this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. The congregation, that is such an important statement. The Lord heard him. When you speak to one another, then there is one listening and one is speaking. And it is a great gift if we have a hearing ear. It is always in the official work too, when you visit people. You do not come to talk so much, you come to listen. And you try to get it to the surface, what you think is in that soul, in front of me. The one who is crying, the one who is hearing. But in my 3 points on that little paper here, then in my second point, that O is a capital. In the first point, the one who is crying, the O is just a small letter. But the second point, the one who is hearing, as it says, and the Lord heard him, after the comma. The one who is hearing, the Lord heard him. Yeah, but you say, that will not be possible for the whole world, because if we only take this congregation, and we take this denomination, that are already many souls, hopefully, who are crying, who are missing the Lord. And what must that be for the whole world? And if 2 or 3 people are talking to me, I say, wait a minute, because one after the other. Otherwise it is too mixed up. But oh, congregation, he hears the needy when they cry. He hears that from all over the world. Think about the cities. With the millions. Yeah, you say, are you telling me that he hears that all? I do. I do. He hears every word. He knows every thought. In each one, his or her soul. Did we ever think about that? When you have 2 or 3 in front of you, say, wait, each one on his turn. Otherwise, it is too mixed up. But this, according to the text, when it says in that second point, and the Lord heard him. Do we understand here something of who the Lord is? Oh, you know, God's children, when they come on their knees and they try to pray, that door is not open often and not that soon either. And yet they try again. The one who is hearing, and the Lord heard him, but now you can have the situation that you hear someone talking to you and you don't answer yet. What is then their reaction? They say, do you not hear me? It says, and the Lord heard him. Is now the Lord hearing also my prayer? Is that your concern? Or you just take that for granted? That you say, you know, he hears everything, so he hears me too? Ah, congregation, it need to become so personal. Will such a God, will he listen to such a one as I am? Do you see the wonder? And the Lord heard him. That has to be a wonder. Yeah. Although he hears everything, but that is here personal. When children, if you still have a father or mother and you need something, you are asking and they answer, you are asking again and again. When it says this poor man cried and the Lord heard him, that means the Lord's ears, spiritual eyes, are open to listen. The one who is hearing. It says clear in the text and as also in the original language that it is here about God himself. The Lord heard him. The one who is crying and the one who is hearing. And now before we come to a certain action, we always first need to hear how things are. That is what you see in the text. And saved him out of all his troubles because the effect of that hearing that brings to the saving. There's a consequence of it. You hear things, but you don't act with it. Say, yeah, I heard it. And, well, I'm not yet that far to answer it, to be honest. I try to digest it a little bit, but to answer it, no. At the moment, I don't know how to answer it. But here it says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. So that crying that came into the ears of the Lord and the heart of the Lord with the consequence or with the result and saved him out of all his troubles. The one who is hearing. But then my third point, the same one who is delivering those crying ones. That is what the text says. And saved him out of all his troubles. What are here the troubles? You do not read in the text about which troubles that are. But congregation, as soon as the Lord stops a person on the broad way, placing the one on the narrow way, they who are on that narrow way, they welcome that individual. How? With these words, welcome in the strife. Strife? What do you mean? I have happiness in my soul that the Lord pulled me out of that world. and place me among his people. Yeah. And we believe, we hope that this is true. But now you have to learn in this new situation that without me, you can do nothing, because as soon as you go over from the one army and to the other, then the devil arises, because he doesn't want to lose you. And he shall attack 24 hours a day to get you still back in his own possession. Then is my question, do you know of that strife? Do you know about the weapons in that strife? And is there sometimes a moment of gladness in that strife? Because it says, and saved him out of all his troubles. Where is that taking place? In general, the salvation happens at the place where you are at this moment, in the house of the Lord. And especially unto them who come into that building with a burden. They left their home where they bowed the knees and faltered and say, Lord, thou knowest, I go to thy house. And there is one preaching, or an elder is reading, thou knowest my situation very well. It is so much today. It is so weighty upon me. I don't know what to do. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Where does that take place then? Where you are sitting. In general, when the Lord is working, is most of the time in the church. In the church. Yeah. And they go into that building so burdened, so guilty, so unworthy, that the one, if they have people leaving at home, they say, to be honest, I'm afraid. If that doesn't go wrong. And there they bow the knees maybe, and coming home, oh, there's a different person. No, it is the same one. Yeah, but something has changed. And that is, the Lord came over. Do you know what that is? Brothers, it's not every day. But when that happens, oh, Manson, when that happens, such a God to such a soul. It is so nice in that psalter, he hears the needy when they cry. And for the one whom it concerns, that is for them, oh, that is, so to speak, as a surprise. They dare not to hope upon it anymore. Then is my question, do we know the time when our case became hopeless? Do you know what that is? We need office bearers who are able to handle that kind of cases. And I tell you this morning, my hearers, when you have such a one in front of you, in whose life you notice the work of God, now you need the Lord's help to say the right things. And sometimes to say nothing, that's also sometimes necessary. But they are asking also for an answer. Oh, what is it very important that we have office bearers who are not a stranger of that spiritual life. Why, when is the church going on a downward slope when we have office bearers who were unconverted? Yeah, yeah. That is absolutely necessary. That they know about the beginning in their life, and the one is further led than the other, but there need to be a beginning. And when that is missed, oh, we cannot look into the heart. But then a congregation need to come on the knees. Women included, yes. As office bearers, they never become an office bearer. That's a mockery. That's playing with God. But if we may have that heavenly office, then sometimes they say, it is too bad that she is a woman. Oh yeah? Yeah, we could have her in the consistory. Yeah, but we don't have women in the consistory. I know. But there are among them who look a little bit further than the elders and even than the minister. Vrouwen, women, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Oh, it is history. But I was in Barneveld, my first congregation. And there I heard that old people. And now we have not to exalt men, but that Reverend Franje was there more than 30 years a minister. And I was a child of God in Reisen. I was living close to the Lord. And the Lord gave to Reverend Franje much opening. But then he came home, he says, she was in that company too. And when she started to talk, I thought, then I did not preach this evening. But he did. Oh, she had such a deeper insight into the ways of the Lord. A picture-butte. That is my wish. As we were standing at the beginning of your beginning, then is my wish that that spirit is among you and the office bearers and the minister, myself included, and that we have some hope. As our text speak, saved him out of all his troubles. And the life of God's children, that is, they go from tribulation into tribulation. But the Lord takes care, congregation. Oh, sometimes we say, when a Lord's day is gone and another week is coming, we have not to go twice through it. It's coming closer. Yeah. What is coming closer? That is, shall sit beside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You think so? Yes, what the Bible says. And I cannot go further into it. But that language we don't know. But there they shall meet a triune God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And there they shall meet all that people from all over the world. Oh, could it be that we had a place among them too? We sing 161. the five stanzas. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior he has proved. And what follows of 161 stanzas 1 through 5. and saved him out of all his troubles. Do you have troubles? There is nobody without. And they have a reason, congregation. It is the Lord's dealing and ruling with his church, that he shall receive out of his hand the things which are for the flesh so difficult and so impossible. He shall teach them to go into the footsteps of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why that old people used to say, when there was a change in someone's life and they got some hope that it was the true work of the Lord, they welcomed them in the strife. In the striving, and that is that strife, as we mentioned, against Satan's world and our own flesh. What weapons are available? Your Bible, Old and New Testament, and the sound explanation by them who are called to preach by the Lord. When they may deal with a text, and they read the text after the prayer, say, well, I really don't know what we will hear now. But you have the points. And the Lord helps that servant, and with the first point already, there comes some opening. And he leads him a little bit further in the second or third or sometimes fourth point. And if the Lord has given light upon it, then you know why you are sitting here. Oh, that maybe you came to the church with a mountain upon you. But then during that sermon, you feel that it is taken away. Yeah. And you come home different as you left your home. And if you still have your dear wife or dear husband, I think they are the first one to whom you talk. And if there are children, oh parents, if there is something of God in your life, don't forget them. I remember a case in the States years ago that we had to bury a person whose end was clear. And we came back to have some refreshments. And I still see that daughter in front of me, said, Reverend, all what you said, that was exactly mother, how she was. But I have one question. Why did she not tell it us? And dear congregation, I saw a mistake of God's people at that moment. That could not change anymore. But if we have them among us, and we may have, and there is some work of God going on in your soul, and you still have your wife or your husband, and you have your children, explain. Explain. And share with them. Or what you do with in your own opinion, upside down. It has to be told that you shall not have that confrontation for them later, that they say, mother or father never spoke to us. And I know It seems to be more difficult to speak to your own family. But if the Lord takes that away, then you feel even deeper the bond of flesh and blood. The same one who is delivering those crying ones. Do we still have crying ones? Children. Yeah, but I'm afraid to thought the tea is not in that bottle, but beside that bottle. Yeah, you can be afraid for it. But if you have that grief and that sorrow, because you learn that you have offended the holy, righteous, and good-doing God, then he plunges you in your misery, but that has a reason, to bring you through that misery to the second part, that is deliverance. And if the first beams of that deliverance begin to shine in your heart, then you get hope and expectation. Oh yes. That is now the Lord's work, to save his people and to save his church. And in the further leading, there is also a third point, that gratitude. And that has here under the sermon a beginning. When they come home, oh, they say, the Lord gave opening this morning, or afternoon, or evening. But what will it be when we are at the end? Oh, congregation. That is not possible for God's people to say that in words. That they shall have to win all eternity to glorify a triune God. That is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That are the three divine persons. And could it be, but I cannot, that I could lay them among you. And that I could bring them in your heart, but I cannot. But he can use my words, that he will bring it where I cannot bring it. Shall you not forget to ask it in the morning, in the evening, and other times, boys and girls, if you still have a father and mother, obey them and love them. And when they become older, take care for them. And if there is in the family here or there one who may know about that spiritual life, listen to them. Oh, my hearers, it is so nice in the text, saved him out of all his troubles. That means, and with this I close, Church of God, you shall not escape here your troubles. They are necessary. They are useful. And they come out of his hands. But you shall get them also behind you. And there the Bible says on another place, then they come to a place where no inhabitant will say, I am sick. And there they shall meet a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the church militant is then the church triumphant, east, west, north, south. Ah, could I place you there? I cannot. I cannot. But there is one who was able to do it. Shall you knock at that door? Yeah, but if you knew who I am, oh, the Lord knows it. There is not one too miserable and too guilty. That blood of Jesus Christ that saved of all sins. Amen. Lord, it is well known by thee how it was early in the morning, knowing to go to this place and to preach, it was impossible. But we acknowledge in the midst of the congregation that thou was willing to make it possible. And then it is just a little beginning of a beginning. We command to all and to thee, with the dear brothers, elders and deacons and the minister, will thou help, Lord, give unity and humility. Give that true dedication, and that will once become an exaltation. For thy church militant is then the church triumphant. We are again a week closer to it. Oh, dwell among us. Dwell in the homes. Remember when they come in an empty home. Oh, there are the empty places that can be so painful, but make them also useful. Hear us, Lord, and let us not end in man, but in a triune God, thee the Father, thy beloved Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our closing psalter is 237. Zion founded on the mountains, God thy maker loves thee well, and what follows. And then we had to remember in prayer, maybe I did already, Mr. Sam van Wieringen and Mrs. Gerda van den Broek, who have both returned home from the hospital, and then Mrs. Marianne Vandenberg, who needs shoulder surgery tomorrow, and Mr. and Mrs. Tristan and Tara van Garderen, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, and there is the birthday of Ken Bot, 77, and Harmon Lusink, 82. 237, 1, 2, and 3. Receive now the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.